Hello, hello. Welcome back to America's Heroes Group Roundtable with Partner Veteran Business Project. Today is Saturday, July 25th, 2020. You are here with our host, Cliff Kelly, and I'm a co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold, Executive Producer Glenda Smith, Digital Media Producer Manny Corazzari, and Assistant Digital Media Producer Titus Williams. Today, our panelists are calling in, and Cliff, you can say hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
How's everything going?
Good. Yeah, I don't have the list in front of me of our panelists, so I was going to read them off, and then you can interject.
Great, Doc. Great.
Today's panelists are Lynn Lauder, a major in the U.S. Marine Corps, co-founder and co-CEO of Veteran Business Project, and we have Dale Eisenberg, son of a World War II pilot, co-founder and co-CEO of Veteran Business Project. The discussion today is on updates on Veterans Business Project. Welcome, Lynn and Dale.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, great to have you. And tell us more about this. This sounds great, Veteran Business Project.
Cliff, good to talk to you again, and thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
We're a 501c3 nonprofit. We've been around for 7 years. Mm-hmm. Our mission is to get veterans and military spouses into business for themselves. We match them up with companies that are looking to sell, typically small businesses looking to sell their businesses. We match them up. So what we offer veterans are free business matchmaking. We have a success manager like myself or Dale to work with. We establish a plan of action going from due diligence right on through to the buying process. We offer ongoing mentoring throughout the entire process. We help in finding funding where needed. If they register on our website, Cliff, they'll have access to new information as we get it, and that's www.veteranbusinessproject.org.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The last thing I would tell you is that with the COVID-19 going on and so forth, it's a bit of a challenge now, perhaps more so than maybe it was prior. However, I did want to tell you that there is and will be, as a result of this COVID situation, business opportunities, I think, that are going to be perhaps more attractive than they've ever been before. Once we get through the chop a little bit more. Half of our veteran-owned businesses right now in the country are age 73 and older, that's the owners, who are looking to sell. So I think, Cliff, we're going to find out, and we're already seeing some of this, is that some of these owners, after getting through the COVID thing, they're just ready to sell.
They want to go,
Yeah, exactly. And these are we vet these businesses out, Cliff. So these are solid businesses. They're just going to need to get jump-started again and get going, and that's what we're here to help do.
And that makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah, go ahead. Dr. Arnold, go right ahead.
There's a lot going on. So what we do, and I want to put Dale on here, but we actually go to work with these veterans. If they're in businesses and they call us, you know, we talk to landlords. It's in times like this, and I know you're an airborne trooper, as I am. Mm-hmm. We pull together as a team, and you know, we have business backgrounds. I've got a legal background. And I talk to some of these landlords and so forth, and I come right at them and say, look, you know, we're going to have to adjust these monthly payments somehow or all together until we get through this chop. So we also do some advocating, too, where necessary, Cliff. So we've been pretty daggone busy. people have for the last several weeks, and no end in sight. But that's what we're here to do, you know.
And I know you're doing a great job of it, too. Dr. Arnold, you want to talk?
Oh, yeah. You know, this is really fantastic. You know,
I was wondering,
maybe you can tell us a little bit more about how you exactly go about assisting the businesses, you know, and what are the steps that you usually go through with someone who is looking at starting a veteran business and how that sort of sets up.
Sure. Well, let me get the brains of this outfit in here. I'm going to kick over to Dale Eisenberg on this. Dale, very successful businessman in his own right. He's my business partner, but he's had a restaurant, Original Pancake House, in Park Ridge for 44 years running.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, Cliff, it's like having a good NCO in the trenches that knows what, you know, there's theory and then there's knowing how to do it.
So there you go.
Let me kick it over to Dale. Dale, take the floor, pal.
Sure.
Please.
So it's good talking to you again, Cliff. So
hey, Dale, you too,
what would happen is what would happen is somebody would register with us either online, when Lynn gave out the website, and or by phone, and our phone number is 833-883-8249. Mm-hmm. So
repeat that, Dale. I'm sorry. Repeat that.
Sure. No problem. I talk quick. You ready? 833-883-8249.
Okay. Go right ahead.
So either way, you can contact us. And what we do first is we just have you register. Tell us a bit about what you've done in the service, whether you're just coming off of active duty or if you're now retired. And what we'll do is we'll match you up. You know, similar to eHarmony, we think of ourselves as vHarmony. So we find businesses that you have an interest in. Even if we don't have something on the books right now, we'll go out and actually look for someone. So at that point, if you have something in mind, we will walk you through the process. We'll send you out a due diligence list, which will help you, you know, figure out where you stand, and it'll have a bit of a business plan so that we can then take you to some of the lenders we know who are interested in helping veterans. We did a similar process with a couple Navy vets came to us. They had their whole business plan in front of them, and within 2 months, we had gotten them a couple $100,000
from
Wintrust Bank, who participated, and now they have a very nice, fortunately, they can open for business now, on the lakefront, a tour boat business. It's the Red Fire Boat down there, you'll see. So in any event, so how that works after that is we'll help you with your business plan and kind of vet the whole process with you so that you're not going in there blind to talk to a bank. It's difficult to navigate it on your own.
Sure.
What makes it a little simpler is that we try to have people not go in and with a new startup. Those are very difficult.
Sure.
We try to find businesses that are currently in business.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, right now, real quickly, let me tell you, we're dealing with the owner of a vertical farm, and they're located inside, you know, a building on the west side of Chicago. And we are currently looking for a veteran and coming up with a fair price. And we want to help them sell to a veteran. So if anybody's interested in the Chicago area, that's the type of deals that we would have.
Now, tell us what that was again you just mentioned.
Yeah, right. It's a vertical farm. What they do is a hydroponic farming.
Okay.
And what they do is they grow microgreens and sell them to communities around the Chicago area. So that is operating now. It's been operating for a few years, and the owner is thinking of retiring. So, one, he's already hiring people from the community, from the East Garfield Park area, but we would love to have it go to a veteran and continue on in the community.
Now, you also mentioned, I believe, something relative to being on the river.
Yeah, those are the two Navy veterans that have the Chicago Fireboat Tours. And they've now been operating the better part of a year. And they give educational tours and sightseeing tours up and down the Chicago River and the lakefront.
Okay.
You can't miss them. It's a 1935 Chicago fireboat.
So I've seen that. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Cliff, this is Lynn. So if you're gonna go down there, Cliff, let us know because you're gonna get a special rate.
All kidding aside, they do offer special discounts to veterans. So
that's great. I appreciate see what my co-host does. He knows exactly what question to ask.
Yeah, I was wondering if that doesn't involve a deployment, does it? Do I have to be deployed or? No, just kidding.
they're not going to keep you there for a while.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's great. So, well, this is just great. What else do we need to know?
Lynn?
Well, you know, the thing about the business that Dale's talking about, that's inner city. One of our efforts out of the heart comes from underserved businesses, inner cities and rural areas. There's a program, Cliff, out of the Department of Treasury. It's been around 40 years, called the CDFI Fund, Community Development Reinvestment Fund, CDFI. And this is a program that was put together for specifically that purpose, the inner city and rural areas. And they have a financing program. Max loan is $250, no FICO score. It's a much more reasonable, we feel, way for veterans to get access to capital. You've heard me go on in the past that, you know, post-World War II, we had 49.7% of our veterans ended up being owning and operating their own small businesses, Cliff. And today, it's 4.5% and dropping. That's post 9/11. The reason for that, the big reason, is lack of access to capital. Whereas nowadays, as you know, you can have a teenager, high school graduate, going off to college, and, you know, the banking world finds ways to lend them tens of thousands of dollars in cases where they don't even need to have collateral or a credit score. But veterans coming out, you know, veterans have to have that stuff. So we look for realistic methods to get them, our veterans, financed and into business. It's a big challenge. So the CDFI fund is one. Also, wanted to add that in this business plan that we put together, this V Harmony thing, you know, matching veterans looking to get into business and people looking to sell, you find, we find fairly often, Cliff, that we actually are able to work out terms also with the owners that are advantageous to the veterans, helping them get in there, especially in cases, too, not where you've got a veteran owner dealing with a prospective veteran buyer.
So
we just don't, what I wanted to make the point was, we just don't give some people a couple names. Here, you're the buyer, you're the seller, have a nice life, tell them, see you later. And that's, you know, like I said, you are airborne trooper. That's not how we handle it. We stay in relationship with the veteran, and we are there going right through the process with them. That's what we got to do. That's what we need to do.
That sounds great. It really does. What else? Let me go back to Dr. Arnold. That sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds excellent. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, what types of businesses do you like in the past, have you done things with, you were talking about the vertical farming and with the, you know, the fireboats for tours. What other kinds of businesses are there? Because many of our veterans have skills, abilities, talents that are, you know, sort of unrecognized. They get a lot of military training and information technology, those kinds of areas. So is there any particular area that seems to be more likely to get involved in a business if you want to own a business as a veteran? And are there skills that veterans have that you see make them better business owners?
Good point.
Dr. Arnold, let me jump in here for just a second. I want to get Dale back in here. The thing that we want to emphasize is that veterans have everything it takes to be successful in business by their training, by their background and experience. The World War II people, as great as they were and as successful as they were, they possess nothing more than what our veterans have today.
Yeah.
You know, the integrity, the character, the team spirit, the hard work ethic, and all the rest of that, they've got in spades. So they know how to work. Mm-hmm. They know how to get things done. They're creative. They're smart. So we tell them, small business isn't for everybody, but don't think for a moment that you don't have the raw tools to make it happen. That's the first thing we want to know. Whether or not they want to get in business for themselves, something else again. One more comment, and I want to boot it over to Dale. I've been around a while, and I'm of the mindset that a lot of veterans are far better off being the captain of their own rowboat than being buried in a great big honking ocean liner somewhere, you know, trying to do that kind of stuff. You know, you set your own hours, you do your own thing, you're working for you and your family and so forth. It's just a better play. Mm-hmm. I think it's another reason why a lot of World War II veterans did so well. They were men and women in every sense of the word. So they had a chance, they got in there, they worked hard, and they made it happen.
Yeah, self-motivated to succeed, huh? Yeah.
Dead on, Doctor. Dale, can you talk about the spread of businesses, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, what I've noticed is people are generally looking a lot for franchising. They like the format of franchising. Again, we try and get them into businesses already running. Service businesses, a lot of them come out of their MOS had to do with maintenance or mechanical or whatever. The two Navy vets, for instance, were one worked below in the engine room and took that experience, and the banks loved that he had that experience to be able to take care of the mechanics, right? So it really is, that's part of the process, is we sort of help them navigate through that. We don't pigeonhole them. Whatever they, I would imagine they've had between 4 and 6 years and even longer to sit around and think about exactly what it is they want to do. They didn't accidentally go into the service, and when they come out, they don't accidentally know what they want to do. They're pretty clear. At least that's been my experience. What about you, Lynn?
Yeah, same thing. Also, you know, when veterans come out of the military, it's been more common, I think, in years past to say, oh, I want to start my own business. Mm-hmm. And you know what? From where we sit, that's fine. But they certainly deserve the chance to do that. But
sure.
What we have tumbled into in the process of doing this is there's a lot of businesses out there that are looking to sell. And, you know, we could sit around together and decide, let's reinvent a car with four wheels on it, you know, right, and go out and start driving. Or we could get a good used car that was working well and would do everything we needed it to do. So from where we sit, it's a smart thing to consider taking over an existing business with customers, with cash flow, with reputation, so you don't have to stand all that up. That's a tough pull. It is a tough pull.
Yeah, we have about one more minute to go. Can you give us a closing statement? You know, something that you think veterans need to know. You know, contact number. You can repeat that. And
yeah, sure.
Okay.
Thanks, Doctor. Yes. Number one, know that you can do it. And if you've gotten through a tour in the military, you got all it takes to be in business for yourself. Think about what excites you. Think about what motivates you. Look at businesses that are in existence right now and envision yourself in there. Learn more about it. There's service businesses. There's all sorts of businesses out there, but they've got the tools to succeed. And we talk them through that. We do spend a lot of time about find out what it is that lights them up. Hey, Dale, could you kick our number in again, buddy?
Sure. Our website is veteranbusinessproject.org, and our phone number is 833-883-8249.
Okay, we have a caller who's calling in. Ask a question. It's Emmanuel. You're on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Good, good.
I want you to know I'm enjoying the show. I want Cliff to know that, sorry I hadn't been listening over the last few weeks, but I really needed to hear his voice to make sure he's still with him.
That's okay. All right. Okay. All right. So did you get some information today you can use?
I got a lot of good information from these guys. And,
that is wonderful.
You always have really good guests on for us veterans, Cliff, and I greatly appreciate it. I am an older veteran, and I'm wondering, you know, because I just kind of went into disability retirement, and I was wondering, can you have older veterans out who kind of like...
Oh, yeah, sure, they can do that, too. You just, and of course, you can always call America's Heroes Group anyhow. I want to thank, our great guest, and of course, my gentleman who is my partner.
Sure.
Anything else, Doc?
Oh no, that's it. I think you're doing great, and we're going to a break now. But thank you very much to our panelists, Dale and Glenn. Did a wonderful job. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thanks, Claire. Thanks.
All righty.
Take care now, man.
You're okay now.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group. As an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans, we stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders believing social justice is grounded in hope.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.